You thought you had this thing figured out where Father Brian and I take turns. That's usually true, except he has found himself vocally challenged this week. He had a laryngitis a couple of days ago and decided that there was an annual meeting coming next week. It might be a really good idea to have a voice for that, and so he asked me on Saturday if I would be willing to preach, and I said, well, sure, you know me, I love to preach anyway. And the interesting thing about it was that God was working in this from the beginning, because I've wanted to preach about the baptism and the Holy Spirit for a long time. And by the way, the interesting thing about this is, these are not the readings for today. The lectionary got messed up because God was at work, you know, because he knew I wanted to do this. Because you see, all the readings had to do with the Holy Spirit today. And isn't it interesting that at this baptism moment, John the Baptist acknowledged that he was not the Messiah. And he said that one is coming after me that's greater than I am. You know, I'm not even worthy to just tie a sandal. He said, but I baptize with water for the forgiveness of sins. But he's coming, and he'll baptize you with the Holy Spirit, with fire. You know, and the interesting thing about it is, that must be important. Isn't it interesting? At this moment in Jesus' ministry, we're being told something profound about what Jesus was bringing to his people. He was bringing to them the power of the Holy Spirit. And so it's interesting. This reading happens to be from Mark, in the Matthew version, it says this. Then Jesus went from Galilee to the Jordan River to be baptized by John. But John tried to talk him out of it, because John knew who he was. And he said, I am the one who needs to be baptized by you, he said. So why are you coming to me? But Jesus said, it should be done, for we must carry out all that God requires. So John agreed to baptize him. So, okay, we have this awkward moment, you know, where John the Baptist baptizes Jesus. And remember, his was a baptism for the forgiveness and repentance for sins. And we already know that Jesus had not been one who had sinned. But we're being told by Jesus that God delights in our people being baptized. It's not something that gives us eternal life, by the way. It's not a magic thing that happens, but it is something that is in our obedience. We listen to God, and God delights in our being willing to be baptized and to repent and to receive forgiveness for our sins and to enter into a new life. And even in our baptismal service, remember at that point, we invoke the Holy Spirit, and we anoint them with Holy Spirit, with holy oil, and we pray that they will be filled with the Holy Spirit at that time. But they don't even know what's happening, because most of them are babies, right? And so what happens is although God always hears our prayers, and we know that he begins a work in that person, you know, they still haven't come to the point where they get to decide whether they're going to do it God's way or their way. But a time's going to come when they're going to get to the age of reason and they get to decide. Are you going to do it God's way or not? Do you now understand what it means, you know, to be baptized and to accept Jesus as your Lord and your Savior and to receive from him the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit? And when that moment comes, you know, the church began to, let's put some structure around this thing. We'll call it confirmation. Now they're an adult. They understand this baptism thing. And then there's a prayer again for the invoking of the Holy Spirit. But it becomes sometimes so ritualized, nobody really expects anything to happen. There are some interesting stories, however, you know, of people actually being really blown away by the Holy Spirit at that moment in a confirmation service. I'd like to be there. I'd love to see that. And you remember when Father Brian was an ordained, and the bishop laid hands on him, he waited and he invoked the Holy Spirit. He prayed that the Holy Spirit would do a work on Father Brian before he said the words. He was invoking God's power and seeking that power of the Holy Spirit to come upon Father Brian and his ministry. Now, here's the interesting part about all this. This epistle doesn't match up to any of the readings for any of the 3 years on this particular Sunday. Isn't it neat how God does these things? You know? And it says here, you know, this wonderful question. You know, he gets there and finds out people have already been baptized, but he doesn't sense the presence of the Holy Spirit in these people. And so he asked them, he said, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed? He asked them, no, we haven't even heard there is a Holy Spirit. Well, that's, you know, that's really a sign that there wasn't any proper teaching here that took place, right? And so they not only didn't know there is a Holy Spirit, they didn't know that that was something that would be a blessing to them. And so, but then he says, then Paul laid hands on them. The Holy Spirit came on them, and they spoke in other tongues and prophesied. And this is an amazing experience, a profound moment that happened. Jesus will come, and he will baptize with the Holy Spirit. It's got to be important, folks. You know, if somebody asks you, have you been baptized with the Holy Spirit, and you can't say yes, Jesus has something to give you because he came to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Right from the start, we find that out. And he wants you to not only be filled with the Holy Spirit, but to receive the gifting of the Holy Spirit. That power will come upon you and your ministry and your life. And you will find yourself renewed and transformed and given gifts for ministry. So it's an interesting thing. It's early in the year, you know, and, you know, sometimes we need to have a fresh stirring. You know, I love these little stories about, you know, people having a fire and the coals are almost out, you know, and then you blow on it, you know, and then they start to flame up, you know, and but you can bring some of these sticks together and you form a little chimney there and boy, the fire just starts to burn, you know. God's calling us to be on fire. Fire with the anointing and power of the living God in our lives. I think that what happens is Jesus allows us to ask him to release the power. It's there, you know. But it's almost, sometimes those coals are almost out. God wants to have an inferno. He wants to start that fire. We said revival, fire comes. All these, but I don't know, if you didn't pay any attention to the words of those songs, oh my gosh, you know, let them touch you. Let them come down into you. But God is, it wants to do revival fire in all of our lives. I don't know about you, but I need it all the time. I need God to kind of whip me up and get me straight, get me God-thinking and God-centered and God-powered. And when he does that, he transforms us, and he transforms everything around us. So if you have never asked God to baptize you fully with his Holy Spirit and give you every gift that he has to give you in order to carry out the ministry that he has chosen for you, then let's do it right now. You know, it's a simple thing. So let's go into a time of prayer right now. And if you find yourself needing or desiring this gift of Jesus, which he came to give, he wants to give this to each of you. He wants you to be filled with his Holy Spirit. So Holy Spirit, if there is anyone here right now, their hearts are open for a fresh blessing, for a fresh anointing, that they might not even be afraid of what you might give them, They might not even be afraid that you might give them the gift of tongues. They might not be afraid that you might give them the gift of prophecy, that you might give them any number of gifts to build up the body of Christ. We ask you, come, O Lord God, send, O Jesus, the Spirit of the living God now upon these your people. If there is anyone here seeking you, Lord God, let them be touched right now by your power. O Lord God, manifest yourself in this season of manifestations. Let your glory shine forth in your people. I pray all of this in Jesus' mighty name, the giver and baptizer in the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.